Good day, everybody. From me, Andre Viljoen from Gateway News, with a preview of some of our latest God stories. Capetonians are invited to join the March of Hope, an event organized by Good Hope Christian Center on Wednesday, April the 15th. This is more than a march. It is a protest, a prayer walk, and a bold declaration of hope in the face of adversity, say the organizers. The march through central Cape Town will be led by people portraying Jesus carrying his cross, Mary, biblical figures, Roman soldiers, and religious leaders. It will begin at the Castle of Good Hope, continuing to the Houses of Parliament, then down Adderley Street, pausing outside the City Hall, and returning to the Castle. Marchers will start gathering from 11 a.m. to begin marching at 12:30 p.m. The event aims to be a vivid reminder of the betrayal of Jesus and the false accusations and unjust judgment against him. We march in his footsteps, identifying with his suffering, for we too see betrayal, corruption, and failure in our time, says Good Hope Christian Center. We march to confront government corruption, mismanagement, fraud, and the destruction of lives through violence and lack of education. We march to challenge a religious system that has too often failed the people in their darkest hours. We march in hope and prayer, trusting that as we walk together in this season of Lent and the Passover, God will hear us and heal our land. This is a moment to stand together, to remember Jesus, to pray for our families, and to seek forgiveness and renewal in our hearts. As we walk, we carry the hope that our nation can rise above its struggles, that our city can be a place of peace and opportunity, and that our lives can reflect the love and grace of Christ, they say. In a testimony of hope from Nigeria, we share the inspiring story of a remarkable young Christian woman who recounts fleeing through the night as a terrified 12-year-old girl in 2014 when Boko Haram militants stormed her village. "We started running, running, running," she recalled. For three harrowing days, she and her siblings didn't know if their parents were alive. The family eventually reunited and found refuge in a displacement camp, joining millions of other Nigerian Christians forced from their homes by Islamist extremist violence, reports Global Christian Relief, a ministry supporting persecuted Christians. The report continues, "Safety came with its own kind of despair. We were hopeless," Milka said. "We had no school, just sitting at home, nothing to eat. Yet, even in displacement, hope found a way to take root. Milka's father, through backbreaking farm work, scraped together enough money to send her to school. She seized the opportunity with both hands, excelling through secondary school and eventually graduating from the College of Health Technology, Maiduguri, in 2022. It's what Milka did next that reveals the extraordinary arc of her story. Rather than seeking opportunity in the city, she returned to her displaced community, joining a youth empowerment program sponsored by Global Christian Relief. The shy, serious girl transformed into a confident young leader, working in a mobile medical clinic that serves the camps scattered across northern Nigeria. "We treat everything from malaria to typhoid to ulcers," the now 20-year-old explained. "When I see them become well and healthy, it makes me very, very happy. Her work brings healing not just to bodies, but to a community that has known deep trauma. Through the program's combination of counseling, biblical discipleship, and vocational training, Milka found not only purpose, but also a platform to help rebuild what violence tried to destroy. My faith in my life is very important. I have big dreams over here. I want to become someone that people will rely on. I want to help my parents and everybody around me," she said. The significance of her journey isn't lost on her. Milka found comfort in Isaiah 46, which speaks of God sustaining the remnant of his people. "Sometimes when I sit down and remember the life where I was, seriously, it makes me scared," she admitted. "But then I thank God for making me who I am. God knows the reason." You can read these stories and more on our website at gatewaynews.co.za, on Facebook at Gateway News page, or in our weekly newsletter, which you can sign up for on our website. God bless you abundantly until we meet again.